Democrats in Congress are reacting to a story in BuzzFeed that alleges that President Trump directed his lawyer, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress about negotiations that took place during the 2016 presidential campaign. The talks were about efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler tweeted, "Directing a subordinate to lie to Congress is a federal crime," and Congressmen Ted Lieu and Joaquin Castro called it obstruction of justice and an impeachable offense.
This is all unfolding on day 28 of the partial government shutdown. So let's bring in our Friday politics roundtable. Beth Fooey, senior politics editor at NBC News. Hi, Beth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Tolu Olorunipa, Bloomberg News White House correspondent. Hi, Tolu.
Hi there. Great to be here.
Great to have you. And first of all, Beth, what do you make of this BuzzFeed story that the president personally ordered Michael Cohen to lie to Congress about dealings that Trump on the campaign trail had denied having about Russia? And the special counsel's office has Trump Organization emails, text messages, and documents that apparently prove it. We remember, and it's been pointed out by presidential historians overnight, that the first article of impeachment against President Nixon was about directing others to lie.
Yeah, that's right. It's really a bombshell that went off kind of late last night, and it's been reverberating all the way into today, and will continue to do so, because this is an allegation that, if true, is far more serious than probably anything we've heard out of the various investigations into President Trump and his campaign and his businesses until now. We don't know the sourcing on this BuzzFeed story, but it seems very solid. And what I'm particularly
NPR, by the way, hasn't independently confirmed it. We should point that out, that they haven't independently confirmed it yet.
Right. And I don't think any other news organization has either, but we're all on the trail, obviously. The thing that really struck me, though, this morning is the fact that President Trump has been tweeting all morning about various things, as he often does in the morning. He did retweet a comment from a Fox News host about this story, criticizing Michael Cohen, suggesting Michael Cohen, this, you know, the president's former lawyer and fixer heading to prison soon, suggesting he is not truthful or trustworthy. And then President Trump also tweeted a sort of a threat to Michael Cohen's father-in-law, all of which doesn't add up to a denial of the central allegation in the story that President Trump directed Michael Cohen to lie about the Trump Organization business dealings in Russia. It was quite striking.
And one of the president's surrogates, Newt Gingrich, also attacked Michael Cohen's credibility this morning on Fox and Friends. Let's hear it.
You now have me out talking about a hypothetical of whether or not the president might be in trouble if a nutcake who's routinely lying might have, in fact, what kind of paperwork? Paperwork from Trump or paperwork from Cohen? Well, paperwork from Cohen is as useless as Cohen's own words.
Well, you know what?
And then on CNN, Illinois Republican Adam Kinzinger was asked if the story indicates that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
It's obviously very concerning, this accusation, but, you know, for a person like me to stand up and say whether it's impeachable or not impeachable or anything on any of these, frankly, before we have the totality of evidence, I think is frankly dangerous.
Well, given what we have right now, Tolu, where is this going from here? How much does it have in terms of legs?
Yeah, we'll definitely have to wait and see. That has been sort of a standard talking point from Republicans that any time one of these bombshells drop is that they've said, you know, we have to wait until we gather all the evidence. We've seen that when Michael Flynn was charged in court with lying to investigators. We've seen that as all these various pieces of evidence have dripped out about this Russia investigation. So it does appear that we're not at the tipping point yet. But if this is backed up by clear evidence, and when Mueller comes out with his report, he's able to document the evidence that shows that the president did, in fact, order one of his subordinates to lie to Congress, that would be a pretty serious step in this investigation, and it would cause members of Congress, especially in the House, which is run by Democrats, to consider articles of impeachment. And there would be strong evidence, if this story holds up over the test of time, that the president did commit an impeachable offense, because not only is lying to Congress a crime, but ordering other people to lie to Congress is a pretty serious crime and is pretty widely accepted as an impeachable offense. So in this case, it looks like the cover-up, if this story is true, could end up being what leads to the turmoil for the president, more so than the crime, which is something that we're still waiting for evidence to fully back up, that there was something untoward going on between Russia and the Trump campaign. But it's clear that there has been a lot of misleading evidence and misleading information that's been put out by the administration. And if this is in line with that, this could be the most serious case of that yet.
So, Beth, let me. I just have a couple of questions about this. number one, when these allegations come out, and this is, you know, it seems like almost every week there's some new development involving President Trump or somebody in his campaign and Russia. Do you think the Mueller investigation and the Mueller team goes, oh, well, we should look into that too now? Or is this coming from them? This is two federal law enforcement officials that BuzzFeed is sourcing. Do we think that they might be people on the Mueller team, or are they other people? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I don't want to speculate on who BuzzFeed sources are, but at NBC News, our investigative team has been trying to report out this story as well, and have been told that it is substantially true, and their sourcing is not fully matching what BuzzFeed has, but is directing our investigative team in the direction of saying yes, this is accurate. So whomever BuzzFeed is talking to is apparently has information that is direct and relevant. To this point, you know, to your initial question, I mean, the Mueller report, in some form, what Mueller has discovered will come out perhaps soon, and
we
know
that. We've been
saying
that for a long time now.
Right. I know, and everybody wants it to be done, you know, now, but it will come out. And one thing that's been fairly admirable about Mueller and his team, from a journalistic perspective, frustrating, is that they don't leak. But there are others who are willing to share what they know, and apparently the investigators at many news organizations are finding out that there is evidence to be shared, and that there are people willing to share it. And this story obviously takes us to a new point in all of this. But Democrats, they've been ready and ready to go in the House to do some of their own oversight and investigation on some of these questions. But it's all been really stymied by the fact that the partial government shutdown, and that's the main priority that the Congress has to address before they can move on to other things.
So Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, accused President Trump of leaking her congressional delegation's travel plans to visit Afghanistan, thereby, she said, putting lives in danger. That was after the president canceled the delegation's military plane yesterday because Pelosi had called on the president to postpone his State of the Union speech because of the shutdown. Here's Pelosi with reporters this morning.
Do you view this as retaliation for your letter about the State of the Union?
I would hope not. I don't think the president would be that petty, do you?
You're essentially accusing the president of the United States of endangering the lives of members of Congress and American troops. That's extraordinary.
And then there was this exchange. It happened yesterday where reporters asked Nancy Pelosi if she needs to spell out just what border wall funding she would accept. Here's the exchange.
But do you need to express more willingness to negotiate on that figure for Republicans to get past this
idea? I'm not for a wall.
She's at the end there. She's mouthing the words again for emphasis. I'm not for a wall. Some Democrats are pushing Pelosi for a plan outlining what border security they would support. Tolu, is that going anywhere?
Yeah, you might expect to hear more from Democrats about what their affirmative plan is on border security. Now, Democrats have said that they do support certain areas of border security, but they don't support a wall, and they don't support President Trump's idea of spending more than $5 billion for a wall walling off the United States from Mexico. But things like shoring up the ports of entry, boosting the asylum system, maybe even hiring more judges, hiring more personnel, these are all things that may be on the table for Democrats. And because this government shutdown has lasted so long, they might be willing to put more on the table in terms of what their affirmative plan is to make sure that they are not seen, as President Trump calls them, as the party of open borders. Now, they did pass a bill that was passed out of the Senate last year that included money for border security that the Senate was able to approve before President Trump decided that he needed more. So they can say that they have passed some money for border security, but there is going to be a push to put more meat on the bones about specifically what they back, in large part because this government shutdown has lasted for almost a month now.
And Beth, what is it going to take to end this thing and to get the two sides talking again? I mean, what's the big thing that has to be the final push?
Well, the big thing is this holdup over the word over the concept of wall. We just heard you just played that soundbite from Nancy Pelosi. She says, "I don't want a wall." President Trump says, "I need a wall." Until and unless they can move past that very visible sort of promise that President Trump has made his supporters and that Nancy Pelosi has affirmed that she will not support, this isn't going to go anywhere. But as Tolu just said, if they can get to a point where everybody agrees that more money can be applied to some different forms of border security, whether it's technology, whether it's added personnel, whether that's will help secure the border a little bit more in the way that Donald Trump wants, and perhaps then Nancy Pelosi can extract some sort of concession from him, whether it be around DACA or some other one of these many controversies within trying to figure out an immigration plan for this country. That would seem to move things forward. But as long as this is an argument specifically about a wall, I don't see that it goes anywhere anytime soon.
This is why the authors of the negotiation book Getting to Yes say don't focus on specifics. You have to think about interests that align on both sides so that we don't have to talk about it. Let's just talk about border security. Everybody can get behind that.
Exactly.
Beth Vui with NBC News and Tolu Olorunipa at Bloomberg. Thanks to both of you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks. You too.